Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, here we are yet again, kicking off another broadcast week. It is the 9th day of September, 2013. And we're approaching the 12th anniversary of 9/11 that was used. If 1776 was the birth date for our republic, if the globalists are successful, you'll be able to mark as the tombstone of our republic of 9/11. The establishment is holding the republic under the water. We have got lungs full of the normally life-giving liquid, but we're not fish, so we can't breathe it. And if we don't resist and climb out of this horse trough that they've got our head crammed into, we will succumb, pass out, turn blue, and die, and then have our bones picked over by the parasites. And why do parasites do that? Well, because they're parasites. That's what they do. That's what their instinct directs them to do. And you have a consortium of private banking syndicates, military-industrial complex, big pharma, just a collection of psychopaths, sociopaths, and other miscreants who have been skimming the cream off the top of our free market civilization. But then they decided to kill the golden goose, golden goose that laid the golden eggs, and just try to get all the eggs at one time. Of course, there's really no eggs inside. It's the goose that produces them. But they greedily now are shutting that down because instinctively they don't like the liberty and the prosperity that comes from a free market. Their instinct is to extinct all competition and shoot their own feet out from under them. You see that with the deindustrialization programs, the moving the jobs to China and Mexico and India and 160-plus other third-world countries. So we're going to be breaking all that down today, and the ultra-massive developments in Syria. I will come back, cover all those developments. And then in the first hour, I want to open the phones up for members of the media, talk show hosts, magazine writers, political analysts. I'm always opening the phones up for military to call in. Well, why not open the phones up for media to call in that are listeners and to give us your take on where this serious situation is going. And then in the second hour, I want to open the phones up for military and the general public to call in and give us your take on what's unfolding here. Obviously, Bashar Assad gave an interview to Charlie Rose of CBS, and we're going to air a few clips of that. They've been trying to spin what he said, that he's threatening a new 9/11. The point he made was, and I got the transcript, that if the Al-Qaeda forces, the rebels, get the chemicals, anything could happen. But he went on to say, yeah, that also anything could happen militarily against you if you attack us, because my government and the military are not the only players. And of course, he's talking about Iran and the H word, Hezbollah. And the media's like, how dare their Assad talk about fighting back? We've only been bringing jihadis into his country for 2.5 years, and we're only trying to pull down Egypt and put Al-Qaeda in charge. And big deal, the protesters are trying to blow up ships of the Suez Canal. So they're trying to spin the fact that, well, let's start a war, and if he fights back, we'll have to have a bigger war. Because they know that once U.S. ships are being attacked, once Israel's being attacked, at least they're making this calculation, that the average American or European will say, well, my country, right or wrong, I'm going to get behind this war now. Because after all, Bashar fired back, that dirty rat. You dirty rat. So we're going to be breaking all that down today. And then I want to talk about the Californication of America on the heels of the mayor a few weeks ago announcing an emergency because L.A. is collapsing. And believe me, it is. And like rats leaving a sinking ship, they're all invading Austin, and it is hell on earth. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
It's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Respected journalist Conrad Black, writing for the New York Sun, over the weekend had this to say. He said the collapse of American influence recalls the disintegration of the Soviet Union, the fall of France post-World War II. And I do want to go over some of this article in the next 3 hours today. Because, you know, for the last 2.5 weeks, I've been saying undoubtedly the fall of the American Empire's influence is in full bloom right now. And the problem is, historically, that in every case, when an empire begins to collapse, it will expand large wars as a political distraction and an attempt to unify the population around primitive mob psychology or militant enthusiasm. In fact, I've done a study of this. Empires 100% of the time do this. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. You're going, the Soviet Union didn't launch any attacks in 1991 when they collapsed. No, they were already collapsing by the 1970s. They were already collapsing. The state was already collapsing. It had already collapsed the people as an authoritarian instinct to dominate them and collectivize them. And it was the success of the collapse of the individual and the family that led to the collapse of the state. And no amount of automation, technocracy, robots are going to be able to hold up the New World Order's tyranny as it destroys the individual. I mean, they openly say they want to destroy the individual in their white papers, and that somehow computers and robots will allow them to have their final revolution against good people. See, psychopaths, sociopaths, scum, they are at war. They have enmity against the good. And they feed on us. And they bamboozle us. And they dumb us down as their instinct drives them towards control. But the Soviet Union launched multiple wars in Central Africa, in Latin America, in areas of Asia, in Central Asia, the list goes on, in an attempt to bolster public support around the military-industrial complex. So, if I had to put a date on it, the Soviet Union was really pretty much collapsing from the late 70s on into the mid-80s, and then just officially collapsed when their only engine of production that was left, East Germany, collapsed. And for 4 or 5 years before East Germany officially collapsed, when the military and police just stood down and stopped oppressing the people. The Lives of Others details a true story in retrospective of just one snapshot case. I suggest you watch it to understand what tyranny's like. And so we've now basically entered those waters. I would liken the United States to 1987, East Germany. About 1987, East Germany. 1989 is very, very close. And by the way, the social engineers know all this, and so they have the Homeland Security and the armored vehicles and the checkpoints, and George Washington and Thomas Jefferson are bad, and libertarians are bad, and returning veterans are bad, and gun owners are bad, and Christians are bad. Pretty much anybody that knows how to tie their shoelaces. The only people who aren't bad in the new America are people that just laugh at everything and say, I don't care. Everything's going to be fine. I can't tell you how many entertainers I've talked to, how many rock stars I've talked to, how many media people I've talked to who say, listen, I totally agree with what you say behind the scenes. I've been told, shut up, and I'll be given the big contract. In some cases, we're talking, let's not exaggerate. $100 million, $20 million. And they're told, you shut up. Some of them that have already spoken out, and you'll get a new contract. And folks, they're given a contract 6 months later when they shut up and sign a contract to shut up. People are given contracts and told, here's your money to shut up. And by the way, here's your agenda you're supposed to push right now. And so when I see childlike people make fun of us in the national media, a lot of times I end up talking to them behind the scenes. They're not childlike. They've been told to do what they're doing. But still, some of them, local talk show hosts, other people, literally are childish and mimic the talking points, thinking they'll get a job with the establishment if they just play patty cake with the official narrative. Let me explain something. The official narrative is going down. The United States as we know it is not going to exist anymore, and we better be deciding if we want to have the republic reborn and prosperity and go back to being a nation, or whether we want to just be some third world backwater that supplies Hessian mercenaries for the new EU, UN, NATO world government. Because the plan is to squeeze us for Agenda 21 to fund the world government, and to use that impoverishment by scientific metric, by scientific actuary, as the tool of political oppression. Because what they've done is they've just turned it into a science what their tyranny already does. And again, they all write books, Rand Corporation, you name it. We've cited them here. I've made films about it where they admit all this. And then rationalize it that it's a good thing to do because prosperity is bad for the environment and for the carbon footprint. But, of course, not for them with their jet copters and jets and, you know, 15 mistresses and palaces and private islands and red carpets. And no, you're not going to have air conditioning. You're not going to have a car. And, by the way, you're not even going to have a job. Because let me give you the little news flash, all you trendies that have bought into this and go to Whole Foods and buy, you know, the racks are full of magazines about how cool it is to be poor and everything. Let me explain something to you. They're bankrupting you, and they've set up the Rural Affairs Commission under the Pentagon to shut down all independent agriculture, and they're going to shut everything off in increments and then carry out basically high-tech red terror operations. Okay? You're going to be forcibly inoculated. You're going to die young of weaponized cancer you've been injected with. We're already deeply into this program. And here's a little news flash. The Pentagon's listening, and they know I'm telling the truth. And these Pentagon operatives go home and look at their wives and children at night, and they know everything I'm saying is dead on accurate. They're going and being decompartmentalized and looking up what I'm saying and finding out it's all true and connecting the dots. It's not even connecting the dots. It's like a caller said yesterday, this is painting by colors now or painting by numbers. And I'm sorry, reality's really scary and really wild. But here's the good part about reality. The globalists are flesh and blood just like us that have built themselves up to this godlike status with our tax money and our energy. The minute we realize they're predatory enemies, the minute we realize their system's bad for us and is only going to get worse and that it's us or them, the moment we commit to absolutely do everything we can to sabotage them, every day with targets of opportunity in the info war is one step closer to politically pulling that razor's edge across their carotid arteries. And let me tell you, folks, the New World Order, if you want to use that analogy, is already holding its neck. We already slit one wide open, blood spraying all over the walls right now. We need to just dig in, pull it in all the way across, reach into the New World Order and give them a Colombian necktie, okay? That's what needs to happen because it's us or them. You understand that? This is a death battle, ladies and gentlemen. And their blood's spraying all over the walls right now. But you have to understand, so is ours. This is a death battle. We've got like hatchets, basically, hacking each other up right now. And if I can just get the American people and the people of the world to realize how serious this is and trigger our life force, our survival mechanisms, our survival instincts that we all have, you're all weaponized, ladies and gentlemen. Humans are incredible creatures. If I can get you to turn on your weaponized systems and just admit you're under attack, it's all over, folks. It's time to go weaponized. It's time to activate your survival instincts right now, and you got to do that first to admit we're under attack. Okay, and the minute you admit that, you're a cop, you're in the military, you get it because you understand that. The general public, though, the minute you go research what I say, no matter how far out it sounds, like science fiction, you're in 2013, folks, and the globalists are 30 years advanced. It's more like 2050, 2045 in real technological development. That's why they're on such power trips. The minute you become conscious of all of this is the minute we turn the tide. And by the way, we're at the tipping point right now. Every analyst that I respect is saying the same thing. And, of course, you notice that I've always said our main goal is to collapse the globalist empire because we pay for it. It's immoral. It's fraudulent. And at its heart, it's a eugenicist empire. They always sell the idea that, oh, this big empire, they sell to the intelligentsia, to the general public. They tell you there's no empire. There's no corruption. They sell to the average yuppie. The average person making $200,000 a year who thinks they're a member of the elite, that if you buy into all this and you buy into the corruption and you buy into the lies and you buy into, okay, they planted WMDs, but so what? That's how we get the oil. We're paying more now than we were back in 2003 for oil, folks. It's designed so that we don't get cheap oil. Saddam's crime was selling cheap oil. And that's just one little microcosm example of how just because you delusionally believe and imagine that you're part of the power structure doesn't make it so. And I'm going to talk about that at the bottom of the next hour. I'm going to talk about how we've been given artificial narcissistic personalities to be programmed and how we can deprogram ourselves But first, I'm going to come back and break down the latest bombshell developments on the Syria situation. But the bigger story is the mass awakening.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, go north, bless your song. North to Alaska, go north, bless your song. Big Sam left Seattle in the...
All right, folks, Alex Jones here. We're back live. I'm going to give the number out at the end of this segment and start taking your calls in the next segment, interspersed with news. I would like to open the phones up, though, when I do, specifically for radio talk show hosts, writers, people in the media. What is your take on the collapse of confidence, not only in the Obama administration, but in Congress and in the mainstream media? And do you disagree with me that this signifies a major tipping point, a sea change? I mean, it undoubtedly is. The question is, will this sea change be successful? In fact, here is the toll-free number. I'd like to get your take from a media perspective on this. 800-259-9231. You don't need to say who you are. You can if you want to. But I'd rather just, you know, say I'm in radio, I'm in TV, I'm in print, I'm in film. Here's my take on this. But from folks that have actually done something in the media. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, the system is counting on ignorance. That is the ocean in which these tyrants, these leviathans swim. But you've got over 2.5 years ago the West injecting the rebels that are now committing incredible atrocities against Christians, making them convert to Islam or having their heads chopped off. That's now mainstream news. Burning Bibles en masse, blowing up churches. And then meanwhile, we've got Obama coming out and saying, hey, I was hired, I was elected to end wars, and I want to end the war in Syria. Basically the same thing he said last week, war is peace. That's what he said. But the West, NATO, the U.S., Israel, Saudi Arabia, who's right at the heart of it, bankrolling it. They're spreading the Sunni empire. Nothing against Sunni Muslims, folks, but you know, it's the majority. It's the group the globalists sided with. It's the shock forces. And I do have something against the radical Sunni jihadist in Al-Qaeda. And some people in the Israeli papers go, well, we're helping knock out our, you know, Iran's ally with our enemy, Al-Qaeda. Look, come on. Al-Qaeda's been used to attack Israel. That came out in Haaretz years ago in Jerusalem Post, in fake Al-Qaeda attacks. Just search that headline so that you could take Israelis' liberties and also Arabs that live in Israel take their freedoms. The military-industrial complex, whether it's in Russia or Israel, whether it's in the U.S. or South Africa, stands to gain from crises. And Israel wants a piece of Syria, a lot more than they got with the Golan Heights, and it is despicable. And I've seen some spin out there that it's anti-Semitic if I don't support Israel supporting Al-Qaeda as a proxy in Syria. And again, if people in Israel criticize this, they get criticized. You'll do what the central government says or you're a racist. You'll support Obamacare or you're a racist. You'll turn your guns in or you're a racist. It's the same political correctness, which is really just a weapon. We're going to call you bad names if you don't go along with this. Meanwhile, I'm criticized by the giant other religious group, the anti-Israel crowd, that's a religion, who absolutely see me as the devil. Because all of their bullying has not made me join them. I will continue to be credible and really address things geopolitically on how they stand, not on which group I'm in. I'm in the group that promotes liberty and freedom for all. I'm in the group that promotes due process and family values and the Second Amendment. And I believe there are people from every group that support that. But here is Obama saying he needs to end the war, but nobody points out the war his handlers started. Here it is.
I was elected to end wars, not start them. I've spent the last 4.5 years doing everything I can to reduce our reliance on military power.
Using Al-Qaeda.
What I also know is that there are times where we have to make hard choices if we're going to stand up for the things that we care about.
All right, that's enough. And that's the same speech he's been giving. The things we care about. And he goes on to say, fighting evil. Assad was attacking nobody. Assad was westernizing. Assad was opening up. Assad wanted to have resorts there and wanted Westerners to come. Assad grew up in England. Assad was having elections in regional governments. And they used that openness to then come in and destabilize the country. And then they criticize the country as cracking down, just like they're doing Egypt. Oh, Egypt, you won't let Al-Qaeda murder all the Christians and all the Jews that live there. You're anti-Semitic. It's amazing that these are such tyrants, but because they're called liberals, it's supposedly okay. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, I'm going to go to your phone calls coming up here in just a few minutes. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I want to first go over some of the big developments in Syria and in the rest of the Middle East, but then contrast that to the accelerating collapse in confidence in the system. We're going to do that here in just one moment. But first off, if you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, you will find a free online catalog with close to 400 different amazing products, the very best out there, all basically compiled and put together by people like Dr. Wallach and people like Dr. Corey Gold. And many other companies that they've gone out and researched and acquired. And if you go to InfoWarsHealth.com, it has all the best stuff out there. Pollen Burst Plus, Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, totally organic and non-GMO, just amazing. The Osteo FX, they've got the discounted Alex Pack to get everything you need in one pack. It's got just amazing seaweed products and thyroid products for your heart, for your brain, for your memory. They've got stuff for men and women, for your stomach, for your libido. Just the very best products, InfoWarsHealth.com or 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277. If you want to call and ask any questions about the products and talk to the great InfoWars team, you can also sign up there on the site to get free shipping. Free shipping at InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com when you sign up for AutoShip. You can also sign up for a one-time $10 fee and become a member and get discounts as well. So that's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. Both sites take you right to the online shopping cart, secure shopping cart. And your purchases there, shopping with the good guys, shopping with the patriots, makes this radio broadcast and transmission possible. That is what is making this show possible. So we go out and find the very best products, you know, not things that I don't believe in. And I'm not knocking folks that sell bitcoins. I'm not knocking people that promote other stuff. And you'll hear some of it here on the network. So that's fine. I haven't investigated that, but I don't endorse it. If you hear me endorsing something, I've looked into it, and I believe it's excellent. InfoWarsHealth.com is excellent. Also, if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, this is a totally listener-supported transmission. We don't take taxpayer money like NPR or MSNBC. Oh, you didn't know they got stimulus money? No, no. We're supported with the high-quality shortwave radios we sell that are solar-powered at cost in many cases. I mean, this is just, there's hardly any profit in some of this stuff because I just have the very best prices. The Creature from Jekyll Island, American Drug War II, it's all there. The Pro Pure Pro One systems. 10% off with promo code WATER. InfoWarsStore.com. All the great books and films and T-shirts and ball caps, all of it helps spread the word. All of it helps you meet like-minded patriots in your area when you're wearing an InfoWars.com come and take it shirt or an Obama tyrant shirt. We've got women's apparel. InfoWarsStore.com. And your support has made this possible. And look at how InfoWars and my news operations are always now right at the heart of big breaking news and things that really turn the tide. And that is a blessing from God. I am honored. I am humbled by God's grace, but by your grace as well, listeners, putting up with me, supporting me. Lord knows, you know, I'm just a man, warts and all. As Lord Nelson once said about himself, he said, I don't know everybody likes me so much. I'm just a man, warts and all. But the point is, we're all in this together, and I'm 110% committed to the fight for liberty. So thank you all for your support, including our local AM&FM affiliates that pick up the broadcast. Support their local sponsors or become a sponsor. Spread the word on however you listen. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let me just race through some of the headlines, and then I will go back to your calls. About a year ago, and then again about 4 months ago, the Russians said, we're at all the chemical weapons bases that every major government in the world has. Our media plays on ignorance like, we should invade them. They have chemical weapons. The United States has more chemical weapons than anybody in the world. Let's just get that straight. Okay, and that means the criminals that have hijacked this nation do. And so we've got that going on. So now Kerry came out and said, you were given 1 week, this is all over the news, I say all over the news, why even give a source? AP, Reuters, LA Times, I've got them all. The Guardian. Here's The Guardian. John Kerry gives Syria week to hand over chemical weapons or face attack. So now it's a new ultimatum. Hand over those WMDs, Saddam. I don't have any. You sold them to me, and then you know, for a decade, the UN inspectors have been here and blown them all up. Doesn't matter. We know you have them hiding in a chicken factory or a turkey processing plant. Or they actually said a nuclear reactor was hidden under a rose bush. Remember that one? That was on the news. And then you've got Kerry and everybody saying, we ought to just assassinate Assad. Notice anybody else does that, you get arrested for plotting murder. They don't have congressional authorization. They don't have common law. It violates international law on its face. On its face. And they're just doing it because they're a bunch of gangsters. A bunch of gangsters. And you've got all these interests that want to carve up. It's very colonial. Saudi Arabia, Israel, France wants a piece of Syria. Turkey used to be a colonial power, the heart of the Ottoman Empire until just about, well, until World War One, I guess 1918, when it collapsed. And there's just this destabilization by globalist forces to collapse all this real estate and these civilizations to come in and buy it up for pennies on the dollar. And then Assad gives a, I watched the whole Charlie Rose interview last night. And Assad says things like, I guess there could be chemical weapons if the rebels get control. I've got the transcript right here. You can, and the media is like, Assad threatens chemical attack. They go, will you attack your neighbors? He goes, well, it's not just us. There are other forces in the Middle East that are going to respond. And yeah, it's going to be bad, i.e. Hezbollah and Iran. And they spin that like Assad is threatening a new 9/11. And I was listening to the radio this morning, national radio. I'm not going to infight somebody, can even say who, but you can imagine. I was going back and forth between NPR and a big national show that's on in the morning. You all probably heard similar stuff. I saw it on CNN earlier today. The talking point is that, see, he's going to do another 9/11. Bashar Assad, ladies and gentlemen, is secular. Bashar Assad has been fighting actual al-Qaeda for 2 years, 9 months. Keep saying 2.5 years. It's actually more than that now. It'll be 3 years in December. This stuff all kicked off December 3 years ago, basically. And you could go there and stay in a hotel and go to the beach, okay, in Syria. You could go to the oldest markets in that area of the world. You could go see Roman and Byzantine ruins. In fact, I wanted to go to Israel sometime. I've been to Europe. I wanted to go to Israel and see that incredible history. I wanted to then go to Syria. I wanted to then go to Rome because I had never been to Italy. That was a trip I was planning someday, a dream trip. You're not going to be able to ever go to Syria, folks. I mean, they've got Roman ruins better than what they've got in Rome there. Okay? I mean, just, in fact, type into Google search engine and click images, Roman ruins, Syria. I mean, it is incredible. Whole cities just out in the desert. Columns and buildings and stuff that makes the Parthenon in Greece look like, that's all being blown up right now. Because the jihadis hate any culture that isn't Saudi Arabian, Bedouin, or whatever. They're blowing up some of the oldest churches in the world. I don't have to tell you this. It's finally on the news. And they're putting people to the sword that don't join it. I mean, it is, look at those ruins. By the way, they're shelling those. I saw that this weekend and almost cried. I mean, it just goes on and on. I said I'd go to your calls. This is making me so sick. And then it's the tragedy of the ignorance of the public. That, yeah, they're waking up, but not fast enough. Because Obama says he's got to clean up the war and stop the death. I mean, this is like Jeffrey Dahmer having a press conference and saying, you know, I need to protect kids in the neighborhood. And you're like, but you shot video of you killing people and injecting acid in their brains to make them zombie sex slaves and you know, all these bodies in your refrigerator and drums. And he's sitting there eating a forearm going, what's the big deal? I mean, they're the authors of it. They did it. They're trying to overthrow Egypt right now and trying to put al-Qaeda in. Forget Muslim Brotherhood, folks. I've seen the films. You've seen the, I mean, it's al-Qaeda flags. It's the real deal. And this is them going too far. I mean, will they get away with this is the question. And by the way, I'll cover this next hour after I take calls and continue with calls. We do have breaking news on the missing nukes at Dyess Air Force Base. Dyess refuses to deny secret nuke transfer. We're now 6 days into this. It'll be a week tomorrow. And they have refused on their own Facebook to deny it. And we've talked to them, I don't know, like 6-7 times, videotaped it. You've seen those videos we put out. They will not deny it still. So there you go. What does that tell you? Because if they weren't transferring nukes, they'd say, this story is completely erroneous. I happen to know Lindsey Graham's gotten thousands of calls. They've gotten thousands at Dyess. We call up and they go, is this about the weapons transfer? And we're like, yeah, well, we'll call you back in a few hours. And then they never do. And we call back the next day. You know, you said, Captain, that you were going to call us back. No, I didn't. I never said that. Call them back the next day. I never talked to you. Yeah, you told us you'd call us back. No, I didn't. Well, yeah, we have video of it. Nope. Didn't. I mean, just unbelievable. Dyess refuses to deny secret nuke transfer, but then we discovered, well, I mean, I knew about this hiding in plain view, but the Pantex giant nuclear weapons manufacturing and decommissioning facility, the biggest in the United States. In fact, they say most of it's done there. I love how it's got guard towers and barbed wire facing in. Very, very interesting. My military personnel sources have said that is a FEMA camp as well. It's a gigantic facility. And you can go look at images of them with warheads. And I've just been told by sources that don't want to get in trouble that I should look at the Pantex facility and that that's where the nukes came from, that they were just going through Daesh and that something else was being picked up at Daesh. And that's a separate source than our other sources. But obviously, folks can't give you a lot of info when they sign national security agreements. You see what happens to whistleblowers. But it is illegal to just have these things disappear in trucks to South Carolina with Lindsey Graham saying brace for nukes to go off. But we're going to go to your calls. We're going to go to Chris, TV producer, Alex, writer, blogger, Ronald's a journalist, Drew's a talk show host, and Julio is listening on 1530 AM WCKG in Chicago. I know who he is because he's done reporting for us and broken some national news stories. We're going to get to all of you into the next hour here in just a few minutes. But first, here is Basher with Charlie Rose, Mr. CFR, saying, I didn't do the chemical attack. And by the way, all hell's going to break loose if you attack us. I mean, obviously, and then the media's like, oh, he's so threatening. The West is starting this, folks. I mean, can I just walk up to somebody on the streets, done nothing, break their nose? The cops get there, and I go, you know, after I punched him in the nose, officer, he threatened to punch me back. You know, I've been punching this guy in the face for almost 3 years and doing all this and cutting off everything, and now he's threatening to fight back. I mean, the cops would go, well, you just assaulted him. You're going to jail. I mean, this is just common law, ladies and gentlemen. But instead, the cops go, well, here, let me just shoot him for you. Boom, 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 boom. And the guy's wriggling on the ground, bleeding to death, and they're like, man, look at him. His blood is dripping on the ground. He might give us HIV. He's a terrorist. Arrest that dying man. I mean, it's just, it beggars common sense. Let's go to a little clip of Basher.
What was your reality on August 21st? What happened in your judgment?
We're not in the area where the alleged chemical attack was happened, as it alleged. We're not sure that anything had been caught.
Even at this date, you are not sure that chemical weapons, even though you have seen the videotape, even though you've seen the bodies, even though your own officials have been there.
I haven't finished. Our soldiers in another area were attacked chemically. Our soldiers, they went to the hospital as casualties because of chemical weapons. But in the area where they said the government used chemical weapons, we only had video and we only have pictures and allegations. We're not there. Our forces, our police, our institutions don't exist. How can you talk about what happened? We don't have evidence. We're not like the American administration. We're not social media administration or government. We are the government that deal with reality. Well, when we have evidence, we will announce.
Well, as you know, Secretary Kerry has said there is evidence that they saw rockets and fired from a region controlled by your forces into a region controlled by the rebels.
All right, folks.
They have evidence.
So what's happening is the emperor's new clothes, the fact that the emperor is actually butt naked, is now all coming out. And at the bottom of the next hour, I'm going to break down exactly how the emperor's new clothes and that idea is what's controlling our society, because the Federal Reserve is not federal. It is a total fraud. The globalists do run Al-Qaeda on record. The globalists did start this war. The rebels have shot all these videos bragging that they did it. That's been picked up. And now national French and Italian TV have interviewed people that were kidnapped by Al-Qaeda and held and then ransomed out. This is up on Infowars.com. Very important story. And they're saying, no, we were held by them, and they bragged that Basher hadn't done it and that the chemical attack was launched by them to bring in the U.S. and that they were going to win now. And so Europe is all seeing this now, right now. Here's the headline on Infowars.com. Kidnapped teacher, rebels said Assad not behind chemical weapons attack. And the reason that article is so important is that it shows all the other past videos of them launching chemicals and admitting it and everything. See, that's the issue. The system thinks we're so ignorant, they're going to have the rebels brag about this publicly while Charlie Rose and everybody shakes their finger at Assad and says, come on, you know you did it. It's amazing. Let's go to this clip of Assad talking about expect everything. Here it is.
Tell me what you mean by expect everything.
Expect every action.
Including every. Chemical warfare?
That depends. If the rebels or the terrorists in this region or any other group have it, this could happen. I don't know. I'm not fortune teller to tell you what's going to happen.
But we'd like to know more, and I think the president would like to know more. American people would like to know, you know, if there's an attack, you know, what might be the repercussions and who might be engaged in those repercussions.
Before the 11th of September, in my discussions with many officials in the United States, some of them are congressmen, I used to say that don't deal with the terrorists as playing games. It's a different story. You're going to pay the price if you're not wise in dealing with the terrorists. So nobody expects. We said there are going to be repercussions of the mistaken way of dealing with it.
All right, there you go. Let's stop right there. He's still, if you read the transcript carefully, saying you turn this country over to terrorists, there's going to be big problems. And there's other players in the region, meaning Iran. We're going to come back and talk to Julio, Drew, Ronald, Alex, Chris, and many others. We'll take calls from journalists till the bottom of the next hour. Then open the phones up for everybody into the third hour. Stay with us.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, I'm going to start going to your phone calls now. I just got a call during the break from Raymond Teague's wife, who worked with me for a couple of years. He was a good friend of mine. I had dinner with him just about a month ago, and he told me he didn't know how much longer he was going to live. He was walking around on a walker, but had a lot of heart attacks and had like 40-something stents in his heart, and Raymond died an hour ago. And then you'd heard him hear us a few times on the air, did a lot of amazing stuff in Vietnam, secret stuff. and then worked for NASA and was in Skylab and the space shuttle and the Apollo 13 program, the whole Apollo program. Just a treasure trove of info, and Raymond just died an hour ago. We love you, Raymond. We know you're in a better place now, buddy. That, it really gets to me. He was such a sweet guy. Really bums me out. I tell you, I don't know why it hit me so hard. I had my great uncle die about a month ago, and I liked him and knew him my whole life, hunted with him, hung out with him. But he was like a kind of a harder guy, so it's not like Raymond was just a funny, real innocent person. He wanted me to go, kept inviting me to go camping with him. Oh, man. Let's go to your phone calls. Julio in Illinois. I think all the kids the globalists are killing right now in Syria, folks. At least Raymond has kids and everything and had a good life. Julio in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
My condolences to your loss and to Raymond's family, and Lord willing, he's in a better place. Alex, it's crazy times we're living in, my friend. It truly is. And with what's going on with the Syria conflict, from a media perspective, it's quite fascinating to see the large public outcry in this internet age we're living in, that so many people, not just in Europe, but here in the U.S., are very animate against this on both sides of the political spectrum. And the media, from corporate media to the alternative media, well, the alternative media really forced corporate media, with your hard work and others, to really shine a light on this issue, to admit, yes, that Al-Qaeda is actually being funded by the United States.
And now it's on Face the Nation and everywhere that actually there isn't proof. We don't know who did the chemical stuff. I mean, it's amazing. That's why I wanted to talk to media folks. What is your take on the sea change? How big is it? And how do you expect the empire to strike back?
It's huge, Alex. It's a total game changer. You know, with Libya, it was kind of the first push to where we are currently, but it's a total game changer. It's like a slap in the face, really, or a pie to the face to these corporate media outlets that are actually...
And it's not just on this issue. It affects everything. It's not even a game changer. It's a sport changer, the sport of life. I mean, it is a global, total shift, I'm telling you.
And what I think is coming up next, I think the U.S. is on high alert. And I'm not just saying this. This is through a Texas Fusion Center document from the Texas Department of Homeland Security. They're talking about a potential threat. The FBI this month or a couple months ago released an aviation alert for potential attacks. They're throwing this out there. And quickly on the nukes thing, you talked about what happened with your sources about nuke transfers. I'm reading a document from the Department of Defense that was updated August 15th of 2013, and it's the Department of Defense Transportation of U.S. Nuclear Weapons, and it's a brand new update on how you should safely transport nuclear weapons, and it mentions that all nuclear weapon transportations throughout the U.S. Has to get approval from the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So maybe that's another lead for you, Alex, to look into what's going on with your sources down in Texas with the nuke transfers.
That's why they're freaking out, because they didn't see any paperwork. It was just the base commander. And then now we're 6 days in, and we call them on air. We've been releasing these videos where we tape it, and they will not deny it. And then you got Lindsey Graham saying, brace for atomic attack in South Carolina if we don't attack Syria. I mean, it's so obvious who's terrorizing people. Thank you, Julio, Drew, Ronald, Alex, and others. We're coming up.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against experience the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.